If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
In John chapter 5, verses 1 through 13, we read the story of the man who's down at the pool of Bethesda. Now, the Bible makes it clear that this man has been there or has this disease for 38 years. Now, when Jesus comes down there, the Bible says that he took notice that this man had been laying there for a long time. He took notice that this man had this situation going on in his life for a long time. The text does not suggest that he lays there for 38 years concurrently, but it tells us he had the condition for 38 years. What I love about my Savior is that he comes to do stuff that's different. He comes down to that pool, he looks at the man, and he asks him the question, "Will you be whole?" You see, his question was designed to dig deep inside of him. The question is not, do you want God to do something for you? He knew the answer to that question by the fact that the man was at the pool. He wanted something done, but Jesus was asking, how bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to loose what's in you? Do you want it bad enough to receive your touch from God before you come to church? Do you want it bad enough that you can get it while the word is being preached and not wait for pastor to have to call for certain people to get a healing? Jesus says, will you be made whole? The man responds, I'm still in the same condition. I don't have anybody to bring me to the water. You see, some of us won't come to church unless we have a ride, but we'll go to work if we don't have a ride. We'll go to a party if we don't have a ride. Then the bus becomes convenient. But Jesus was asking this man, are you willing to leave your state that you've been accustomed to? Or are you willing to get up and be made whole? The man's response does not alter the decision of Jesus. This man says, I don't have anybody to put me in the water. Jesus didn't care that he didn't have anybody to put him in the water. He says to him, take up your bed and walk. My brothers and sisters, as we move into a new year, you're finding that God is going to do something different. Say, what is he going to do? He is going to loose the power that is in you. So you don't have to wait for somebody to make you dependent on their anointing. My contemporaries in the pulpit, God bless them, I'm not judging them. But unfortunately, they make the people of God dependent upon them. But I serve a God that wakes you up in the morning and can heal you when he wakes you up. I serve a God that can deliver you on your way to church. You need not sit through an hour-long sermon and wait till I lay hands on you. I serve a God that is sitting right next to you. Are you willing to do something different and loose your faith and get your deliverance before the altar call? Are you willing to get your touch before some man touches you? Are you willing to get your joy restored by the Holy Ghost who's living inside of you? Ah, glory. I hear God saying, I'm doing new things. You got to get out of that old mindset. It'll be all right when I get to church. No, baby. By the time I get there, it's going to be all right. And when I come in, I'm coming in to worship. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise. I will come in here making a noise. I'm not bringing a burden before God. I will cast my cares upon the Lord, for he careth for me. I'm going to do something different. Around that pool, I like to identify two different types of people. There were enablers and disablers. Disablers are those who continue to talk about your situation and make you focus on what you can't do. They disable your faith by causing you to focus on what you cannot do. Now, you must be careful with whom you share your vision and your burden, because you may be sharing it with a disabler. Disablers always see the problem. They always see what you can't do. Don't get angry with them. Don't bind the devil. Everyone's faith is not at the reproductive level. Lord, help me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Do you know? Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When a little girl gets her menses, a little while after she gets her menses, she's then able to have a baby, because that means eggs are flowing down the fallopian tubes, and she is now able to mother. She is physically able to mother, but not emotionally or psychologically. Are you hearing me? Oh, Lord, help me. Isn't it amazing that God gives you the emotion and the emotional and psychological ability, but by then you're too old to physically have it? Amen. Because you don't feel like being bothered. But when you're 12, 13, 14, you're physically able, but you're not emotionally able. Well, I found the same thing with people of faith. There are people that talk faith. There are people that read about faith, but they're not emotionally and psychologically able to handle faith. You see, when you're emotionally able to handle faith, you can handle God's no. God's no won't rock you. It means that you just wait till he does something else. Disablers are horrible. They're horrible. Try to kill your baby in the womb. Won't ever let you become more than what you are. They want to keep you subservient to them. They don't want you to ever grow and become what God wants you to be. They are terrible people, and you need to identify them. Don't judge them. Just keep them out of your life. Then he was surrounded by enablers. Now, enablers are people who control you, but they do it in a way by suggesting that they're helping you. For example, if a person consistently gives you money that doesn't have any legal or moral right to do so, they do so to keep you obligated to them. Because as sure as the sun comes up over the Sea of Japan, when you get them upset, the first thing you're going to hear is, all right, I bought those shoes. And I'm like, see, they're enabling you. They are causing you to continue to remain bound to them rather than grow up and be free on your yourself. It's a thin line between help and enable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Helping is teaching you how to fish. Enabling is giving you a fish. And we have enabled people for too long. But Jesus walked down and saw that these people were keeping this man in bondage. They were keeping him in a state where he could not get healed. But Jesus said, I found you this way, but I'm not going to leave you this way. Do you want to be whole? Oh, I love my Jesus. He was like me, a troublemaker. That man said, I don't have anybody to put me in the water. Jesus said, I ain't ask you if you had somebody put you in the water. Somebody putting you in the water is not the issue. You've been listening to those disablers. They've been telling you that if you can't reach the water, you can never get healed. But I come down to tell you that the healing power is inside of you. Now just let it out. Do something different. Jesus was always trying to get people to do something different. A man came to him. The Bible said he had a withered hand. The hand was all gnarled and pulled back without any strength. The muscles had aggravated to the point where they were extremely weak. Jesus didn't lay his hand on the man. Jesus says, stretch out your withered hand. Lord, I'm telling you here today that there's something inside of you yearning to come out, but it's bound by the repetitious moves of your past. It's time to do something else. It's time to stretch out your hand. Every time you move into a realm of demonstration, you will always get haters. The man has been sick for 38 years. I don't know how long he was by that pool, but he had the condition for 38 years. People knew that he had the condition. Jesus comes and tells the man to get up. He don't pray for him. Lord, have mercy. Do you understand the symbolism here? That means that at some point in your Christian evolution, God is going to expect you to do something. You waiting for a touch from God. God's waiting for you to touch him. He said, where's your touch? Well, how come I haven't heard from you before this? Now watch this. The man gets up and starts walking. Jesus is very specific. He said, take up your bed. Why? Because, see, if you leave it there, you'll be tempted to come and lay down on it again. That's why there are some relationships you got to walk away from them and take them out your phone, because they're disabling enablers that keep you from being all God needs you to be. Here you've been walking with God all of these years, and your joy has been going down. I have more joy now than I did when I started. Why? Because I know more about it. I was a kid when I got married, and I was just infatuated by love. I was infatuated by attraction. She was a fine specimen of woman, and I just was attracted to all of that outside. And all of that outside made me want her. You follow me? But now, after all these years, I don't care about the outside. Thank God the outside looks good. But see, now I find the attraction is richer when we just sit down and have a cup of chamomile together. Why? Because we've spent so much time together that we're beyond the physical. Y'all ain't hearing me. The joy comes now when she just walks in a room. She don't have to do nothing. Just walk into a room or sit next. And she has become so connective that she likes the shows that I like. When we were first married, you couldn't pay her to watch anything military. You couldn't pay her to watch a war movie or a gangster movie. But now she comes in and sits and endures, and I'll warn her up front. I say, that's a war movie. She says, it's all right. You watching it. I'm going to watch it with you. Now, she might doze off, but she's still in my presence. Are you hearing me? You see, God will call you into things that you may not be excited about, but just sit in his presence. Just sit with him. Just love him so much that you love what he loves. Glory to God. Do something different. Do something different.
If you believe. For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14. Which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.